This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
Welcome to TMG, Tell Me Something Good Podcast. Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to an all-new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, guys, real quick, don't forget to visit, subscribe, share, and like our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. I could not wait to get here this Thursday. I could not wait to see each and every one of you that's watching right now, that's streaming. I could not wait to speak with everybody that's listening. And whether you are listening right here in the United States, or whether you're listening in Canada, whether you're listening in Portugal, whether you're listening in Paris, France, or whether you're listening in Germany or Japan or Spain or Portugal, wherever you are around the world listening to the show right now, watching the show right now, let me take this time, let me take this moment to tell you thank you. I'm so glad that you're here. Man, I say this each and every time, and I mean it. You give me more energy. You really spark the fire and keep it going. I'm so glad that you're here. So glad that you're joining. And maybe this is your very first time tuning into the show. Maybe this is your very first time hearing my voice. If this is your first time hearing my voice and tuning into the show, guys, do me a favor. I want you to type the word new, N-E-W, in the chat. Yeah, go ahead and type in the word new. And if you're not watching this, do me a favor. I want you to go ahead and just say the word new out loud. Yeah, I'm new. I can pick it up. Just say the word new. And what we're going to do, something a little different, guys. I want to give a round of applause to all the new people, to all our new people. Yeah, to everybody. Yeah, if you're new, we're going to give you a round of applause. I'm so glad that you're here. So, Travis, man, listen, this isn't my first time here, not my first time listening to your show, not my first time watching the show. Well, let me tell you something very special. Look at me right here. Listen to me. Thank you very much. I'm so glad you're here. I'm so excited to be here and sharing this wonderful episode with you. Man, listen, can you believe it? It's 2026. It's a brand new year. You're excited. I'm excited. And it's time to get started on this road. Now, listen, everybody has been asking me all about the show and some great things are coming down the line. I'm so excited about this. But there's one thing, you know, most people, if you've been watching this show enough, you know a couple of things. You know that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration in our everyday lives. So if you have an inspiring story that you'd like to tell and maybe come on a show, drop us an email at T-E-L-L tellmesomething21@gmail.com. That's T-E-L-L, mesomething21@gmail.com. And you say, well, Travis, I know someone that has an amazing story that would be a great guest on your show. What can I do? Send in their information to tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And guess what? You can even ring anonymous if you'd like. Now, also, here is a great way for everyone to be a part of the show. We have here at TMG what we call your Tell Me Something Good moment. Yeah, that's any moment that you would like to celebrate. Maybe you got married. Maybe you had a promotion on a job. Maybe you did finally get the new car that you were hoping you'd get. Maybe something good has happened to you and you want to celebrate it just a little bit longer. And you want some people who's willing to celebrate it with you just a little bit longer, who's not tired of you talking about it and telling somebody about it. If you have one of those Tell Me Something Good moments, one of those moments that you'd like to continue the celebration on so that we can celebrate with you, send in that moment to tellmesomething21@gmail.com. Send it in along with your name. And what we will do is on the following show, we will read your name out loud and your Tell Me Something Good moment. Can you imagine the entire world, people around the world, hearing and knowing your name and celebrating with you? How cool is that? Send in that moment to tellmesomething21@gmail.com. Guys, I'm going to go ahead and play the information from our affiliate sponsors, okay? I know typically when commercials come, you move around, you go, you get your glass of water, juice, whatever. Go ahead and get whatever it is you need to get. If you're driving in the car, pay attention. Guys, go ahead and listen up to these right here. And if you are not watching, listen up because you hear them. Now, don't go away because we're just getting started. Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomething21, and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
Breaking your phone sucks. Breaking your phone, then trying to sell it online, sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online, only to find out that the money you'll only get for it sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online for peanuts, shipping it, and finding out that you got scammed, sucks. Gizmogo makes selling your phone fast, safe, and simple by paying you the highest price for your device. And with Gizmogo's free unlimited shipping and price guarantee, millions of people are starting to sell on Gizmogo. Fast, safe, simple. Gizmogo, the best way.
There it is right there, guys. Please visit one of our affiliate sponsors. The information is right there in the chat. Scroll up. There it is. Scroll up. And you'll see it. So, guys, I'm excited about this episode as much as you are. And if you did not get a chance, guys, to catch the title of today's episode, guys, today's episode is Separated, Not Abandoned. Separated, Not Abandoned. And I thought about this episode, guys. I was thinking about my grandmother. I was thinking about my grandmother and how, man, she used to cook a lot. And that's how this episode came about. Separated, not abandoned. Now, how many people who's watching, who's listening, you ever baked? You ever baked cookies? You ever baked a cake? And you had to get all the ingredients out. And so you understand what I'm talking about, where whenever you're baking, sometimes you have to separate some of the items whenever you're baking. Today's episode, guys, is entitled Separated, Not Abandoned. There are moments in life when things don't fall apart all at once. They just stop sounding the same. The routine changes. The noise changes. The people change. But we don't always get to name it. It starts small, right? When things begin to change like that, They begin to start small. A space where a name used to show up on your phone. A good morning text that doesn't come anymore. A check-in with you and seeing how you were doing. That check-in you were used to, you're no longer getting. A presence you didn't realize you had built your rhythm around. You no longer getting that good morning text or that how are you doing text. All of a sudden, things begin to just change. They don't always change at once. Sometimes the change is small. No more good morning text, no more text in the middle of the afternoon asking how are you doing or how was your day. It starts small. And before you even realize, before you even think about it, that presence that you had, that was there, that presence that you didn't even realize that you had built your rhythm around. You knew at 6:30 every morning they were going to text you good morning. You knew every day at 1:30 in the afternoon they would text you and ask you how you were doing. It was a rhythm. You could tell what time it was when the message came through. You can tell what time of day it was because the rhythm was coming through. But change doesn't always happen all at once. Sometimes it begins small. Nothing exploded, nothing dramatic happened, but the absence is loud. And in that quiet, we start asking questions. Did I do something wrong? Did I miss something? Did I outgrow them? Or did they outgrow me? We started questioning things like, what's happening? And we begin to ask ourselves, maybe I did something wrong. And so you send a quick text message saying, whatever it is I did, I want to apologize. But it changes. I didn't mean it the way it sounded. And no one said you did anything, but we feel off. We begin to question. Maybe something is just wrong with us. Did I outgrow them? Did they outgrow me? Did we outgrow each other? What happened? And I don't know what it is. You can't put a name to it. But when these changes occur, when change happens like this, when change comes and interrupts and breaks that rhythm, when changes occur, we say, we lost something. We lost somebody. So we call it loss. We call it loss. We call it confusion. We call it isolation. But maybe what we're experiencing isn't something being taken away. Maybe it's something being pulled forward. Most of us don't struggle with change. Yeah, what I've learned is this. Most of us don't really struggle with change. No, we don't. We don't really struggle with change. We struggle with what change makes us feel about ourselves. Because when people leave, when circles get smaller, when environments shift, we don't just feel separated, we feel abandoned. And if that is what it feels like, you're not alone. Yeah, you're not alone. Whenever, and you can tell, the moment someone that we're used to sending us a text message, they stop sending a text message. The moment that friend no longer calls you as often as they did, the moment they no longer calling your name, the moment you are no longer the preferred person, you don't just feel separated, isolated, you begin to feel abandoned. Why aren't they calling my name? Why aren't they choosing me? Why does it feel like I'm being separated from everybody? They used to text me every day. Now I can't even get a text from them. They used to call me every morning. Now I can't get a message from them. They used to hit me up in the DMs, and now I can't get anything. Man, your phone is as dry as the Sahara Desert. They can barely speak to you now. They used to be so happy to see you, and now you can barely crack a smile when they see you. And you don't just begin to feel separated. You begin to feel abandoned. Is it something that I've done? Have I done something wrong? Have I outgrown them? Have they outgrown me? And we don't just begin to feel separated. We begin to feel abandoned. And if that is how you are feeling right now, just know that you are not alone. And for a long time, listen, for a long time, I didn't know the difference between separated and something that's been abandoned. I didn't. For a long time, guys, I'm telling you here, I didn't know the difference between the two. And I learned the difference in the most unlikeliest of ways. I kid you not, I did. I did not know the difference. I thought if you were separated, it was the same as being abandoned. I thought if you were separated, it means you really were abandoned. That separated was just a pretty version or a pretty word for abandoned. And I, for the longest, didn't know and didn't realize that there's a difference between separated and being abandoned. And I learned this, man, in the most unlikeliest of ways. I started this show off by talking about my grandmother, Ella Jemison. And man, listen, one thing, if you knew my grandmother, and I know there are family members who are watching and friends who watching that grew up with me that knew my grandmother, man, she could cook. Man, that woman, she was 5 feet tall. She wasn't tall at all, about 5 foot, right? Even 5 foot. But man, she stood tall in the kitchen. I'm not kidding you. She could do some cooking, man. And one of the things that she really enjoyed to do was bake. My grandmother, man, she had this knack for baking. She really did. She had this knack for baking. And we would be in her kitchen, and I could see the kitchen now. Over to the left was the stove. And there was a stove over to the left, and it was a black stove, gas stove. And over to the right was the kitchen sink where the kitchen window was. And it had those, you know, those old kitchen window curtains that hung up that had flowers on them, and orange flowers. And I could see the kitchen table in the middle of the kitchen. It was a small kitchen, and cabinets filled the walls. And she had chairs at the table. And I could see now her getting ready to cook, get ready to bake a cake. She would go in the refrigerator and get out everything she did, because my grandmother had a knack for baking. She had a knack for baking. She loved baking cakes, pies, or whatever. And honestly, now that I think about it, she must have had a sweet tooth, because she didn't need much of a reason to bake anything. I'm not kidding, man. She would bake anything. But one day, I remember one day, she was baking a cake. And I remember this because it just was strange. It was the first time I had seen her do this. And I'd seen her bake cakes before, but this was, so she did something a little different this time. So one day, she was baking a cake, and I remember watching her lay everything out on the counter. I do. She laid out the flour, the sugar, the eggs. Everything came from the same house. Everything came from the same kitchen, the same refrigerator. Then she did something that caught my attention. She did something that I'll never forget. She had the eggs setting off to the side by themselves, and then she did this process where she took the egg yolk and separated it from the egg white. Now I know some of you may not be aware of what that is. I'm going to put up a video of what this looks like, of what she did. Yeah, she had separated the eggs and had the eggs all by themselves. Yeah. And then she did this process thing where she separated the yolk from the egg white. Now, all these ingredients came from the same house, the same kitchen, the same refrigerator, but she did this process that I had never seen her do before, where she separated not just the eggs off to themselves, but then she would separate the egg yolk from the egg white. And I had never witnessed that process before in my life. I'd never forget it. And I asked, Big Mama, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? Because I'd never seen it. I wanted to know. And I asked her why the eggs weren't over there with the sugar and the flour, why you separated the eggs by themselves, and why do you have a bowl for the eggs all by themselves, and what in the world are you doing separating the egg yolk from the egg white? What is this? What are you doing? What is this called? And I asked her because I wanted to know why the eggs were set aside to themselves by themselves. And she said, this is what she said to me. I'll never forget this. She said, because if I don't separate the eggs, if I don't separate them, because if I don't, the cake won't become what it's supposed to. The sugar was obvious. You could taste it. The eggs weren't.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Starting the year strong is easier and more delicious with Omaha Steaks premium prepackaged proteins. From handcrafted USDA certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, versatile chicken and pork, and more. Every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
But every bite of that cake depended on all of it. Some ingredients are obvious, while others just quietly work. You don't taste them. You don't notice them, but without those eggs, nothing rises. I thought the eggs were alone. She said they're not alone. They're separated. Same refrigerator, same kitchen. Different role. That lesson in that kitchen, in my grandmother's kitchen, that lesson stayed with me. It remained with me my entire life. That lesson stayed with me because it taught me something. It taught me that's how life works. You can come from the same neighborhood, the same school, the same culture, the same household, you can have the same background and still be handled differently. Yeah, here it is. You can come from the same culture, the same background, graduate with your best friend. You can even walk across the stage with your best friend and still be handled differently. Let me ask anybody a question. Have you ever come from someone from the same background, someone that looks like you, sounds like you, come from the same side of town as you, and have you ever been handled differently? You can grow up in the same house and be handled differently. You could come from the same refrigerator, the same side of town, and be handled differently. Not because you're better, not because you're worse, but because you're different. The eggs aren't the sugar. They're not the flour. They don't try to blend in. They don't resent what stands out. They just do their job quietly. And without them, the recipe fails. Yeah, without them, the recipe fails. The eggs aren't sitting off to the side saying, I don't matter if I'm not the sugar. You don't see the flour standing up and saying, if I can't be the sugar or the eggs, then it doesn't, then I don't matter. They don't try to compete with the sugar. They just do their job quietly. And they don't resent what stands out. They just do what they can do quietly. But without the eggs, the whole recipe falls apart. Without the contribution from the eggs, everything falls apart. Without the contribution that the eggs bring, the whole recipe falls apart. Yeah, let me just say this. That's for the people who felt different their whole lives. The ones who didn't move at the same pace as everyone else. Didn't fit the same mold. Didn't take the same path. Listen, differences don't break the process. It gives the process a reason to exist. Yeah, so for everyone that you didn't take the same path, maybe you didn't graduate high school. Maybe you got your GED. Maybe you didn't graduate college. Maybe you only went as far as you could because maybe you had to drop out of school early, take care of a sick parent, or maybe you had to take care of your brothers and your sisters because the parents had to work, or maybe the parents weren't there. So maybe you went as far as you could in your education, but you still find a way to make it. Maybe your path wasn't the same as somebody else, but you still found a way to make it. You didn't graduate college, but you found a way to make it. You didn't finish high school, but you found a way to make it. Maybe your path didn't go with a diploma. Maybe it took you the route of a GED. Maybe you had to take night classes and online courses just to get where you are. Maybe your path was different. And you say, my path was different. But without the contribution, everything falls apart. It doesn't matter whether you took the traditional path and found a way, or you took a different path and found a way. Without your contribution, the whole thing falls apart. The eggs don't stand out like sugar, but they matter just as much. And the way they do it now, this is what they do now. Instead of calling people different, instead of calling you different, they have another word they like to use for people who are different. Instead of calling you different, they like to call you weird. Yeah, instead of saying different, call you weird. Yeah. Let me give you definition for the word weird. So you can know the next time somebody call you weird, you have a definition to go by. So instead of calling people different nowadays, they like to call people weird. Let me give you a definition for the word weird. Weird is anything that is uniquely amazing. pleasantly surprising and something that is undynamically uncanny. Uncanny means unnatural. That means you go beyond everything else. They can't put their finger on why you still keep coming back. They can't put their finger on why you won't give up. They know your situation and you keep giving up. You keep getting up. They knew your situation and you still keep believing in your dreams. Yes, I am weird. I am uniquely amazing, pleasantly surprising. And yes, I am dynamically uncanny. So the next time somebody calls you weird, look them in the eye and tell them thank you. Tell them, I've been working on that. I'm glad you noticed. Yes, I'm weird. Yes, I'm weird. I'm uniquely amazing. I'm pleasantly surprising. And I am dynamically uncanny. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, I'm weird. I'm weird. I'm dynamically uncanny. That's why I'm uniquely, I'm pleasantly surprising. The next time someone calls you weird, look them in the eye and tell them thank you. Say, thank you for noticing. I've been working on that. But for the longest time, I didn't know the difference between something that was separated and something abandoned. I didn't understand that until I began to think about my life. That's when I began to think about it. If anybody knows me, I've said this before, but my mom had 8 kids. That's right. My mom had 8 kids, and out of the 8 kids, I'm number 7. I guess you would say, as people say, lucky number 7 or whatever, but I'm number 7 out of 8 kids. My mom had 8 kids, and I am number 7 out of 8 kids. I kid you not, man. So that's pretty cool. Number 7 out of 8 kids. That's a lot. And out of all my mom's kids, she had 8 kids. I'm number 7. And when I was born, I had with a hole in my heart when I was born. Yeah, I did. When I was born with a hole in my heart. So I had to have open heart surgery just to repair it. So imagine a newborn baby with a hole in the middle, in the center of their heart. And in order to repair it, they had to have surgery. Well, I was so small when I was born that they had to wait 3 years. So it was put off. It was delayed for 3 years because I was too small. So I had to have open heart surgery because I was born with this hole in my heart. I did. And because of that, the first few years of my life were spent in a plastic bubble. And if you remember, back in the 70s, they made this movie, and it was called, the name of the movie is called The Boy in the Plastic Bubble. Now, you weren't in a plastic bubble because you were special. You were in a plastic bubble because everything else could harm you. So the first 3 years of my life, I spent in this plastic bubble because the most common things could harm me. I was at risk for the most common things. The most everyday things could harm me. So because of that, the first few years of my life, I've spent in a plastic bubble. I was separated from other children, separated from normal interactions with my other brothers and sisters. And that separation felt like abandonment. That separation, it felt like I was abandoned. It felt like all I knew was these plastic bubble doctors and nurses. When they came in, they had to wear full head, you know, full gown, you know, head was wrapped up, face mask, gloves, everything. All my life, all I knew was the sense of feeling abandoned. I was born, and all I knew was the walls of a hospital and this plastic bubble. I couldn't be in the nursery with other kids. I couldn't play with other kids because I was separated. And for the longest time, I felt abandoned, not separated. I had these feelings that I was being, that I had been abandoned. And that separation felt like abandonment. It did. It felt like abandonment. I had this sense of abandonment. And here's the thing about it. I carried that feeling for years. I thought something was wrong with me. I thought I was left behind. But I wasn't abandoned. I was separated. Yeah, my faith didn't abandon me. My mom didn't abandon me. My grandmother didn't abandon me. I was handled differently because I was separated. I think about the story of my grandmother baking this cake and those eggs that she had separated that I thought were abandoned. And now that I think about it, I wasn't abandoned. I was separated. I was those eggs. I am those eggs. And I belong to the recipe of life. And listen, all my life, I thought that hole contributed to the feelings of abandonment that I had, when it really co-signed the fact that I was separated. Maybe the very thing that you thought was telling you that you can't is really the thing that is screaming the loudest that you should. I thought the hole that was in my heart when I was born was telling me I would be abandoned. I thought the hole in my heart was telling me I would never fit in. I thought the hole in my heart was telling me I didn't belong. I thought the hole in my heart was telling me I'd never make it. But maybe the very thing that's been telling you that you can't has really been your biggest supporter. Maybe it's been your biggest cheerleader. Maybe it's been the biggest thing screaming the loudest that you should. Maybe the very thing that you thought was telling you that you should not do your dream is the very thing that's screaming the loudest that you should do it. I thought that I had been abandoned. I didn't realize that the hole had set me. I didn't realize that what I thought was a character flaw had separated me. I thought that what the thing that I was born with didn't abandon me. It separated me. Maybe you weren't born with long hair and you felt like you couldn't fit in. Maybe it didn't abandon you. Maybe it gave you a separation. All my life, I thought the hole had contributed to the feelings of abandonment. And all it did was co-sign that from birth, I was separated. Maybe you're the same way. Maybe you got the revelation. Maybe you got the memo. Maybe you're the same way. Maybe you feel it too. Maybe you were born with something that made you feel different. It may not be obvious, but you know it's there. Maybe love didn't stay. Maybe your dream feels distant and you've been calling it abandonment. But maybe it's really separation. I know it still hurts. The loneliness. The shame, the questions, all of it is real. But separation doesn't mean you don't belong. It means you're being prepared. The eggs had that potential in them to be something great while they sat on the shelf in the refrigerator. They had the potential to make something better while they were separated from the sugar and the flour. They had the potential when they were broken. Maybe we have been looking at it all wrong. Some separations are designed to join us to what completes us. The eggs found themselves a part of something that was bigger than themselves. Is it possible that some of the feelings of abandonment is really redirection to be a part of something bigger than ourselves? You were different. You didn't stand out. You weren't an obvious choice. But you made a difference when you showed up. You made a difference when you got involved. The separation couldn't finish you, but it showed you where you belong. If things feel quieter, if your circle feels smaller, if what you used to fit no longer does, that may not be rejection. That may be separation, and maybe, just maybe, it's your time to step into what fits you next. So stop chasing what walked away. Stop measuring your worth by who stayed. Ask one honest question. What is this season, trying to form in me? Ingredients don't decide the recipe. They trust the process. And the process knows exactly what it's doing. Guys, I want you to do me a favor this week. Do me a favor this week. this week, notice where you are being handled differently. Don't rush to fill the space. Don't force yourself back into what no longer fits. Write down one area where separation might be serving you, not hurting you. Because some things only rise after they've been set apart. Guys, I got to get out of here. But it's always imparting. It's been a real blast. Guys, listen, don't forget to tune in every Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern to listen to the show. Or guys, you can stream it on your favorite listening platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, and so many more. Guys, I got to get out of here. But it's always imparting. If you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here, y'all. I got to go. Peace. Oh,